I was wondering if I was going to get to see you today. How are you doing? I'm glad to hear it. Oh, I'm doing good too. I got some time to pass before my next class, like you do. Seriously, I love how my class times aren't right up next to each other. Is this seat taken by chance? Thanks. So, how are your classes going so far? Ugh, I know exactly what you mean about homework being a pain in the ass. Because I got my own assignments that are driving me crazy. But at least the classes are going okay for you. Yeah, the weather is indeed nice today. And if I didn't have classes today, I probably could just sit here and watch the scenery and people walking by and interact with each other. So, do you have any plans for the weekend? That sounds really nice. Nothing wrong with taking it easy and being lazy. I was thinking about taking in a movie this weekend, or maybe order some pizza. Oh, I just had an idea. Do you want to hang out later to kick off the weekend? Yeah, I mean it. You seem like a cool person, and I want to get to know you better. How does meeting at the park after we're done with our classes sound? Awesome. Hey, let's trade numbers in case we have trouble finding each other. And done. I'm honestly excited about this. Oh, guess it's time for us to part ways for now. Good luck with your assignments and your classes. I'll see you at the park. Hey, sorry I'm late. I was a bit held up at home. You weren't waiting long, were you? Not too long. That's a relief then. Ready to walk through the park? Well, sounds good. Let's get going. I've always liked taking leisurely strolls through the park, especially during the fall and spring times. In the autumn, the leaves are in full color. And they're always quite the sight before they finally fall off the branches. In spring, of course, they're blooming again after a long dormant sleep through the winter. Trees really are something else when you think about it. They start from a small seed, and they have the capability to grow into giant towers of wood. Even if it does take a long time for that to happen. I'm totally rambling on here. You've just been so quiet this entire time. You strive to be a good listener, huh? Well, that's definitely a good characteristic to have. Anyway, tell me about yourself. What are your favorite things to eat or things to do during your free time? That sounds really tasty. And your hobbies sound fun, honestly. So, if you don't mind me asking, have you made any friends so far on campus? Just a few. Well, that's definitely better than of meeting zero amount of friends. Honestly, I think it's better to have a few close-knit friends than a bunch of acquaintances. Because close-knit friends who are worth their salt will always be there for you, no matter what happens. Oh, there's this nice little restaurant on the other side of the park that I love eating at. Do you want to grab a bite to eat there? It'll be my treat. No buts. I invited you to hang out. It's all on me today. When we get seated, you go over the menu, pick out whatever you want, all right? Besides, I think you'll love it there. Good. Come on, let's go. Those were some good picks you made on the food, by the way. I think you're gonna love it. anyway, it seems like you've listened to me more than I've listened to you today. And I just want to say thanks for putting up with my rambling. Tell me more about yourself. Like, how did you grow up, or what made you pick this particular university? Oh, so that's why you picked this university, huh? And it sounds like your childhood was a strict one for sure. But hey, at least you're on your own and trying to make your way. And not to mention, you're free to be your own person as you see fit. You're still a bit nervous about being on campus? Hey, I completely understand. Going to university is a big step, especially when you move out on your own to live close to campus. I used to be just like you, nervous and wondering if I would make any friends. But thankfully, it's all worked out for me. And that's what I've come to realize and believe, that things would all work out somehow, even if some things don't seem possible. There's our food coming now. Thank you so much. So, what do you think? I knew you'd love it. Hey, let's get out of here and walk back through the park to our cars before the daylight's gone. I told you, don't worry about paying for anything today, silly. Aw, don't feel bad. You're my new friend, and I wanted to help give you some good memories for your time here. Come on, let's get going. Wow, the sky looks incredible when the sun is setting. With the sunlight reflecting against the sky and the clouds, giving them a mix of red, orange, a little bit of pink. And even almost a dark shade of purple. And here we are. I had a lot of fun hanging out with you today. You doing anything tomorrow? A day of staying in your apartment sounds quite nice. I think I'll do that too, tomorrow. And just play the whole day by ear. Hey, at least we got each other's numbers, so we can text some silly stuff to each other, or even some pics of what we're doing if you're up for that. You're asking if I really meant what I said back there. Of course I meant it. I'm going to be honest. When I first met you, you looked really nervous about being on campus, and sometimes you looked like a deer in headlights. I don't know what it is, but something drew me to come and talk to you. And I'm glad I did. You seem like a really sweet and cool person, and I'd love to get to know you better. Even though we haven't known each other that long, after today, I've decided that you and I are officially friends, whether you like it or not. And no matter what happens. And I mean, no matter what happens, you are and always will be my friend from here on out. And I will always be there whenever you need me. I know it's pretty bold of me to say something like that to someone I only chatted with a few times, but I can see something special in you. So there you have it. Aww. I'm glad I've touched you that much. And I'm glad you feel the same way. Can I give you a hug? Your hugs are definitely nice and warm. Well, it's almost dark. You be safe getting home, okay? Don't worry, I will. We can even text each other to let us know that we made it home okay. How's that? Sounds good. Have a good night, my dear friend. I bet I know who this is. Oh, you made it home. Awesome. I made it home too. Just got in the door. Have an awesome weekend. And look forward to having some texting silliness with you tomorrow. I definitely have a good feeling about this one. We're gonna be kick-ass friends together.